With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. military has carried out another strike on a Houthi-controlled site in Yemen. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
The target was a radar site that was putting commercial vessels in the Red Sea at risk. It followed a first day of strikes that hit 28 locations and struck more than 60 targets. U.N. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield telling the Security Council,
the aim of these strikes was to disrupt and degrade the Houthis' ability to continue their reckless attacks against vessels and commercial shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The Houthis have vowed to retaliate. They maintain their attacks on shipping are a response to Israel's war against Hamas, though they frequently targeted vessels with tenuous or no clear links to Israel. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Senator Joni Ernst says a GOP presidential nominee should select a running mate quickly and one with strong national defense credentials, especially given a number of trouble spots around the world.
Whether it is the war in Israel and Gaza, the war in Ukraine, I think it's incredibly important that you have someone with the level of experience and background that brings credibility into that office.
Ernst says the U.S. has suffered a number of national security setbacks under President Biden. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it shouldn't be hard for voters to make their choice in this year's presidential election.
So it's a clear contrast for the American people. Do you want the peace, prosperity, and strength that we had in the Trump era, or do you want 4 more years of the chaos and incompetence, the inflation, and the threats that we have under Joe Biden?
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas recently spoke with the Salem Radio Network about his decision to endorse former President Trump in his bid for re-election later this year. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on an evangelism outreach effort in Cuba.
A group of Baptist leaders from Florida spent a week in the communist enclave late last year, and the result is more than 4,800 Cubans giving their life to Christ. Pastor Philip Hamm of First Baptist Palmetto tells Baptist Press, quote, not only were they very hospitable and friendly, but they also have a sincere hunger for spiritual things. Christians are still persecuted in Cuba, but opportunities for the gospel have increased slightly in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark has joined numerous Muslim nations in banning blasphemy. The Danish parliament has amended its penal code in response to a recent spate of Quran burnings that enraged Muslims around the world. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is criticizing the decision, saying criminalizing blasphemy is the wrong approach and not effective in addressing either security concerns or the underlying hatreds. This is SRN News. The EPA is proposing a new fee against energy producers found liable for excess methane emissions.
It's a first-of-its-kind penalty announced Friday based on standards from the 2022 climate law. The EPA says most companies already meet the law's requirements and says the new fees are intended to reduce emissions of methane largely tied to the routine flaring of natural gas from new wells. The amount for violators would start at $900 per ton, going up to $1,500 per ton by 2026. Proponents blame methane for an estimated one-third of greenhouse gas emissions. Critics call the new fee a tax that would raise the price of natural gas. The American Petroleum Institute strongly objects to the proposal and is calling for Congress to repeal it. George Williams reporting.
Forecasters say brutally cold weather could prove a deadly challenge this weekend as a continuing wave of Arctic storms hammers much of the country with blinding snow and freezing rain. More details at SRNnews.com.